I take the chance to ask you, if you don't mind, we're going to record this just in case after. We will send you the form and everything, but if you are agreed, then we can just, if you want to watch the other presentations later on, yes, or whatever.
With pleasure. Of course I want, with pleasure.
Okay, so thank you. So I'm going to introduce a little bit. We are here in Montserrat. I don't know if you can appreciate, we have some people behind me attending in the room, so we are projecting this in Montserrat. So physically, you both have been to Montserrat.
Yeah, so, that's great.
Yeah, somehow, even in the distance, you're here. So thank you. And also in the Zoom, we have some of the participants. So we have been discussing about pilgrimage and tourism for 2 days in Montserrat and Manresa. Mainly with local stakeholders and from this more local perspective. But today we wanted to open the floor to this international perspective. So that's why we asked you also to present. So we have several presentations during this morning. The first one will be done by Tomas Duda. Tomas is professor from the University of Szczecin. Sorry, because I know that.
Yes, very good, very good.
In Poland. He is researcher in the field of religious tourism. He's a geographer and he's a tourist guide. The last 2 days we have been discussing a lot about the figure of the or the role of the guides in pilgrimage and religious tourism. So I think that your contribution will be very, very interesting. We have quite a lot of tour guides in the audience. So I think that it will be really interesting to hear your presentation that will be about sensitivity or spirituality, interpreting aspects of the pilgrimage. So thank you for joining. And Tomas, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. Muchas gracias, Silvia. Muchas gracias por la invitación. Thank you very much. Could you help me just how to share my screen? Because I cannot find any button just to share the screen.
How Thomas, can I... you should see
yes. Okay.
It has an arrow. It's like a box with an arrow.
Yeah. And so I found it.
The permission, because I made you host.
I think that now will be good. Okay, can you see?
Yeah,
it's good. That's... So one moment. So we will just, okay. I will just try to. One moment, just to find the full screen. Okay. So now it's okay. I think you can see it. Can you see it? Can you hear it?
Yes, we can see it. We can hear you.
Okay. So thank you very much once again for inviting me. And I'd like just to share my experience from my personal point of view as a geographer, first of all, so academic, doing research on cultural heritage routes, pilgrim routes, and religious tourism, as you said. The second one is a tourist guide, providing some kind of narrative interpretation of the sacred places, not only here in Poland, but along the tourist and pilgrim route. And of course, as a pilgrim with more than 20 years of experience on different pilgrim routes. So that's why I'd like to share with some information with you. I will start with the picture presenting very important place for our site. So I mean for Poles, but not only for Poland. I think you can recognize it. It is our Polish Black Madonna, like your Black Madonna in Montserrat. It is the miraculous paint of Virgin Mary in sanctuary in Częstochowa. Częstochowa, Mons Klaris in south of Poland. It is our sacrum. It is our most sacred place we can visit here in Poland. And that's why I would like just to say a few words about the interpreting of the sacrum, interpreting of the pilgrimage to those places, to those sacrum. First of all, we just like just to think, why do we make a pilgrimage? Because there are so many motivations, so many purposes just to meet the sacrum. Because sometimes we make a pilgrimage just to experience the culture, to experience art, authenticity of the sacral destination. Sometimes from the religious point of view, sometimes I think the most of them from the religious point of view, to feel, to touch and to experience the sacrum sphere, to develop, to practice and to manifest our faith, because we want to be closer to God. We do our pilgrimage from the penitential purposes, some supplication purposes, like individual intentions or something like that. Sometimes just to know ourselves, to reflect on our lives, to reflect on our private issues, to find or maybe to confirm the sense of our lives. We do our pilgrimage, for example, in case to learn about history, about the cultural heritage of our or of other communities. We want to identify ourselves with community, with the religion community or with the cultural community. We want to meet people, of course. Sometimes we just want to feel some social links and to meet, fulfill our social needs. So the motivations of doing pilgrimage, there are a lot of them. And it is not important what kind of pilgrimage we choose, what kind of form of pilgrimage we can choose. Sometimes it could be like, for example, like many more motivations. For example, sometimes we can do our pilgrimage as a mass pilgrim route. Like, for example, in Poland, to Częstochowa, we organize some like a manifestation marches in particular time, in particular to the particular destination, Częstochowa. You can see in the picture in the upper left corner, the routes from many places from Poland, just ending in sanctuary of Częstochowa. There are mass of people doing this pilgrimage at the same time. It is in the middle of August when the Virgin Mary festival is been providing, and some people are walking along the hundreds of kilometers. For example, my place of living is over there. It's Szczecin, it's in the north part of Poland, so we have to walk a distance more than 650 kilometers. We are doing it during the 3 weeks, walking along the roads and praying, manifesting our faith. Some people are going just to meet people, some people are going just to identify yourself, yeah, so himself or something like that. So the form of pilgrimage could be very, very different. Motivation could be very different. Sometimes, like I said, it could be like this one, like a mass pilgrim tourism. But sometimes you can just walk on your own as a private pilgrim, individual one, just to meet only with yourself, and to check yourself if you are just ready to go and to manifest your faith by the individual thing like this one. Of course, the sacrum, the sacral destination is the most important aim and the sense of pilgrimage. But do we sometimes wonder about the meaning of the road itself, of the road? Because as I said, the pilgrimage route, the pilgrimage, the road, the way, it's a phenomenon it comes both from the need of to practice the faith and from the need to understand. Is the purpose of the pilgrimage. In my opinion, not exactly like this, because in my opinion, the pilgrim route can feel to meet the goal, to meet the sacrum. And it is depending on the interpretation of this field. How do we use the road just to reach the goal, to reach the sacrum? Sometimes these roads are very difficult. Sometimes the roads are different. But the goals could be really different, and we can do our preparation along the road. I can show you on the short scheme, like a picture. For example, we have three kinds of visitors. This is the special way, so I called it visitor, not pilgrim, not tourist. It's like a wanderer, or maybe this will be some definition. And if wanderer is going to the sacrum place, it's going to along the pilgrim road, he has a time just to prepare to meet the sacrum, to meet the place. Sometimes people go like tourists to meet the sacred place just only from the touristic point of view, not to go deep into the sacrum, just to see it, just to maybe touch it. But there are different points of interest for them, like historical one, like a heritage one, like a geographical one, or so. Some of people, like, for example, this visitor number three, it's going to the sacred place, but it has some relation with sacrum, but not very deep. They try to meet the sacrum, they try to meet the special place, but they don't go so much into the deep of the sacrum. This is like a religious tourist. A lot of interest for them. There are some religious aspects of the place, some religious touristic aspects of the place, sometimes also the very spiritual and aspects of the faith, but not so deep, and not only the only motivation, like for example for visitor number two, who is going deep into the sacrum and he's especially interested in the sacrum itself. So this part of way, I mean the road, is this. It is the place where interpreting of the road determines the way of destination's experience. Because sometimes during this preparation, we can change our thinking about the sacrum. We are going as a tourist, but finally we end like a religious tourist. Or maybe sometimes we can end it like a pilgrim, because we changed ourselves. So the road is a field of preparation, is the place where, for example, so we can, the place where the visitor could understand the meaning of the aim. It is from a point of view of the tourist guide also, and for the observer, the phenomenon of the pilgrimage. So there is a very important thing. Sometimes we are thinking just only about the goal, about the aim, but we are not thinking about the road itself. It's a field of activity, of preparation to meet the sacrum. Of course, these forms of interpretation could be a lot of. We can use some interpreting tools, like some applications, like information, but a lot of these tools. There are some like we can say that human tools, just to meet the people, try to understand them, try to talk with them, and to get to know about their perception of sacrum. So that's why there is so important to do some activities along the road, not only some spiritual activities, but also the activities letting us to know each other, to be much more sensitive to each other, to understand, to respect them, to respect their point of view. And that will be the point to reach the sacrum, to reach the goal. So that's why we, for example, sleep together in multi-bed rooms, just to have a possibility to talk to each other. We share food. We are sitting by the table and discussing on different topics. We share our worries, our inconveniences, our hardships of pilgrimage, our joys, smiles, etc., etc. So that's the field of preparation to meet the sacrament. It's like a sensitive coexistence between pilgrims, between the wanderers, for example, and the road, as well as sensitive co-understanding pilgrim motivations and destinations importance for the people.
To interrupt you. As you are the host, I think that there are some people waiting in the room. I don't know if you can accept them because I don't see them. Can you check? Sorry for that.
No. Okay. So I can just... What? Just
admit them. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
I think it would be okay. So I didn't notice it before.
I was just receiving some messages.
All right. All right.
Sorry. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. But now it's okay, I think. Yeah. Okay. So along the pilgrim roads, we are also getting to know about the religion, about the place, like some tourist information. We can collect all this data just to be prepared to meet the final place, like this goal. And so that's why. The finally, so we can just ask, what this is much important for us as a pilgrim, as a wanderer along the pilgrim roads, sensitivity or maybe spirituality, or maybe both of them, like sensitivity and spirituality, because interpretation of the sacred space we can do on different ways, on different matters. For example, as a space for spiritual and religious experience, I mean the road, the whole pilgrimage, as a space for prayer, tranquility, contact with God, as a space for mutual respect, as a space for cultural sensitivity, as a space for building mutual trust, empathy, understanding, as a space for experiencing art, culture, and heritage, because this is a very important point of view to the sacred places and of the pilgrim roads. We can interpret our sacred goal as a space for cooperation and social coexistence, space for exchanging knowledge, some values, for respect for other opinions, other sensitivities, as a space for understanding different perception of spirituality, different worldview, and different cultural code. That's, of course, there are only some examples of the interpretation of the sacred space of the pilgrim routes. We can also interpret it as a geographical space, just to go to meet the sacrum. So I think that not only sensitivity, not only spirituality, this is a very important thing along the pilgrim route, but also the sensitivity and the sensitive look into the other perception of the goal. It is like a picture of that presenting and summarizing this perception of the pilgrim route. But finally, so I can end with the phrase that we need to be sensitive to the different perception of the spirituality to reach the sacrum, to reach the place. It doesn't matter what the sacrum is. It is the sanctuary, it is the place, it is our internal sacrum. But along the road, like a place of preparation, it is a very important to have a proper interpretation, to proper use this place for preparing to meet the sacrum. I think that's all from my point of view. And of course, there is a topic, so I can discuss a lot of things related to this place. This is just only some aspects, some highlights related to this topic, and I hope that you like it and you just tried to think about the pilgrim route as from the different point of view, as a field of preparation to meet the sacrum. Muchas gracias por la seva atención.
Wow, Thomas, this is impressive. Thank you. Gracias.
Thank you very much.
Before you leave us, I wanted to ask if there is any question, someone wants to ask any question or share any thought. If you want, we have most of the audience is Catalan, so if you want to ask even in Catalan, we can translate it also. So
my Catalan is not so good, not yet.
But you're improving very fast.
I'm improving.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
So do you have any question or any thought that you want to share with Thomas? We have been discussing about this idea because you can see that Thomas is also a pilgrim. And in the presentations that we have had the last days, we had also some presentations from other pilgrims. So they were exposing also their personal experience. So I think that it's also an interesting point of view because you mentioned this idea of preparation, that the path is the preparation for the sacrum. So I think that this is important because it's an approach that has been mentioned several times.
Yeah, I think so. Because, you know, this from the pilgrim point of view and also from some interpreter point of view, like a tourist guide, there is a very important how to prepare people to meet the sacrament, how to talk with them, how to use the place, the space. We can just, we have time just walking to the sacrament, just how to use this place to prepare people to meet the place. Even if the motivation and the point of view of the pilgrim is just only heritage or the culture.
I don't know if you want to ask something. I'm just looking behind me because I have people behind me, but I don't know also in the room. Otherwise, I will make you just one question and then we're going to leave the floor to our next speaker. Thomas, what do you think the role of the guide should be here in a pilgrimage?
In the pilgrimage.
Or do we need a guide for a pilgrimage?
That's a very important question, because if we are doing our pilgrimage with the strictly religious motivations, we don't need a guide because we are guides ourselves. We are guides for walking there. But I know, and many people want to be guided from this information sphere, just to indicate the goal, the importance of the place. Because sometimes we are doing our pilgrimage in different, I mean, the cultural code, and we have to decode it. We have to understand the space. We have to understand the importance of the place. And that's why we need the information. We need the information. And I think we need a guide also just to explain what is the important thing just to meet the goal in the sacred place.
Yeah. I think it's very interesting perspective. Any thought to share? Thank you, Thomas. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And I wish you a very pleasant day and a good fruity presentations. And I'm really, really sad that I cannot participate in the other place, but I will join it on the recorded presentations, and I will see it later. Yeah.
Let's hope that next time we can all gather here in Montserrat.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Dolores.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Goodbye and see you later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.